Just so you know, Daft Monks is half talk show, half actual play campaign that features adult language and topics. Viewer discretion is advised.
On this episode of Nat One Presents.
Well, truth be told, Belmont, I gave her something that was going to ravage her over through time. A little present, I like to call it. A lot of the ladies get it when I'm done with them, and that succubus was no different. She'll die eventually.
Adventure, heartwarming stories, role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of con...
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents podcast. Today we're going to be doing D&D Deathmatch.
That's right, Nate. This is the ultimate showdown between two pop culture or fictional characters that we have created in Dungeons & Dragons to fight to the death.
Correct. And today we are going to be doing Van Helsing, myself, versus...
I had to look and see who I was. Trevor Belmont, basically the same person.
From for those of you who don't know, Belmont is from Castlevania series. He's the main hero, if you will. And then Van Helsing is kind of just like your basic guy who just goes around and kills Dracula. Everyone should know him.
Yeah. Also, the Belmont is sworn basically to also kill Dracula. And pretty much each generation is tasked with the same job of doing it over and over again. So again, two people who are basically the same person in many ways.
Correct. So how do you think... we're going to start this off now. Scene.
All right, yeah. So we talked it over a little bit, and we're thinking that since they're similar people, they might both, right? They're both hunting Dracula, so they both arrived. They got some intel that Dracula's castle has reappeared at this location in somewhere in Eastern Europe, obviously. And they both arrive thinking they're the first one there, and they're finally going to kill their target.
I like it. I think let's start off with you're there first and like everything seems like the coast is clear. And then all of a sudden there's a little bit of a ruckus in the background and like a wagon pulls up and then that'll be me.
I like it. I like it. Okay. And for all you viewers, everything at this point is not scripted. We are just improvising and riffing off of each other. And then at the end, we'll go ahead and jump into an actual PvP, based on our character sheets. So stay tuned. All right. And. Here we go. So,
yes, this is the place. This is the intelligence. Dracula's castle is somewhere within 4 meters of here.
What? Is someone here?
Oh, Belmont, my boy. Please, I'm no. So glad to see you here.
Oh, please, no. Please, no.
Oh, I thought I was going to have to do this alone, and it was a little worrying at first. As you can see, I brought my entourage with me. Helsing, Helsing, Helsing. Calm down, calm down. Now, Belmont, my boy, what brings you here exactly?
Well, Van Helsing, probably the same thing that brings both of us to the same location every time. I'm here to kill Dracula, and I believe he's nearby, which is why maybe you and the posse could keep it down.
Oh, of course, I'll tell him. Hey, friends, please keep it down. Belmont's getting a little upset again. I mean, this is only, what, the 15th time we've tracked down Dracula, and I really think it's Belmont's fault he keeps getting away.
Oh, no, it's definitely my fault. Yeah, we're definitely not because you and your entire party bus comes rolling in on a wagon, yelling and asking people, hey, have you seen Dracula? And then he fucking sees, because he has spies, and then he relocates his castle. Do you know what happens when his castle disappears and appears 300 miles away?
Of course I do. I've been tracking Dracula since I was a small boy, but if you would like to take 30 seconds to remind me what happens, I would appreciate it.
I walk 300 miles, and it takes me 4 more weeks before I get another chance at Dracula. So if you could not scare him away this time, that would be perfectly ideal.
It sounds to me like you need to get an entourage, maybe, because I just sit back in the car, and they take me from place to place.
Wow. Yeah, in fact, sit back is quite exactly what you do. Maybe you sit back right now and just let me handle the whole thing. Why don't you just do that? Why don't you sit back, have fun, you play some Twister with the entourage, and let me handle Dracula this time. Please.
I've been doing this for years, Belmont. We show up from town to town, wherever Dracula's at. I sent him a nice letter informing him that I found him and that I'm going to be killing him on that day. You know, a nice friendly gesture. And then every time he gets away, but it always seems like you're here interfering with my business and my money.
Is that really the only problem you got out of that whole statement?
Yes.
Good grief. Okay, well listen. Yes, you've been hunting Dracula for years, but my entire clan, my entire bloodline is dedicated to killing Dracula ever since Leon Belmont, the very first in my clan, his betrothed, was killed, and then she got turned into a whip, which has been handed down to me, the vampire killer, to kill Dracula. It is my entire bloodline. It is my duty to protect the world from Dracula. You do it for a couple years and just to get some girls, but I do it to save my reputation and my dignity and my soul.
Sorry, good chap. I wasn't listening to a thing you said. I caught my reflection in a mirror that I'm holding, you know, for vampires and whatnot. I put it around corners and, like, I really don't know how this stuff works. I'm really terrible at this job. Don't tell the posse. But I caught myself looking in my mirror and, man, I am one handsome devil. No wonder everybody in town pays me the sums that they do to get rid of this Dracula menace.
I'm not even remotely sober enough for this, Van Helsing. Please, Lusk, let me handle this. Do you remember the time with the werewolf?
Oh, yes, I remember that I thwarted him.
No, you missed and you stabbed me in the leg. I bled out for like 30 minutes, and the werewolf went away, and we never found him, and he killed many victims.
That's not how it's written in my biography. Biographer!
I snap my fingers, and like some guy pops out of the cart who's like writing in a book.
Read back to me the werewolf incident a couple months back.
He goes through and he reads it and then like he looks up. He's like, no.
Oh, I see. Apparently, we haven't written that down, Mr. Belmont. We'll take notes later of what really occurred that day, but my memory's pretty sharp. And I recall you stabbing me in the leg, and then I still somehow manage to kill the werewolf monster.
Well, first off, I fight with a whip, so I don't really know how I stabbed you in the leg.
That could bring up some problems in my story.
All you are. Your stories, Van Helsing. Your story, your reputation, your fanfare. There's no substance to you. You can't defeat Dracula because you're a side character. You're a bard's tale. But no actual bravery, no heroics.
Listen, Belmont, you're cutting me pretty deep here. Like, everybody knows that I kill the monsters because it's written down in the stories that I pay people to write. And who pays me this money? The town people who hire me to get rid of these monsters.
Why do they even pay? I don't think once you have ever actually fulfilled the quest you've been sent. Do you keep the money? Do you refund it when the succubus gets away? Do you remember that time you slept with the succubus and then you just left? You let the succubus continue to murder people after having a good digging.
Well, truth be told, Belmont, I gave her something that was going to ravage her over through time. A little present, I like to call it. A lot of the ladies get it when I'm done with them, and that succubus was no different. She'll die eventually.
I don't doubt that, Van Helsing, but listen, what I'm trying to say here is your heart's in a good place.
The best place.
But everything else, wrong place. Absolutely wrong place. Wrong time, wrong place. Like, this is not your fight. Let me do this.
I see what you're saying.
And Van Helsing like looks around, makes sure his posse's not listening.
Mr. Belmont, if you please step over here to the side with me so we may talk without the ears of my posse be bearing down upon us.
Yes, if we must.
And then I get to the side.
All right, look, man, my name's really Jeff. Jeff Van Helsing. And I'm not very good at this, but my uncle signed me up for this. It's a whole family thing. And all I do is go town to town. I write the monster a letter, let them know I'm coming. They flee. The townspeople are like, oh, wow, we got rid of the monster. And then I get the money and move on to the next place. And you are really messing this up for me right now.
Wow. I don't even know where to begin with how absolutely messed up that is. You know there's people's lives at stake, right?
Yeah, but not mine because I send a warning letter and then the monster leaves.
How do you even deliver a letter like that? Just going out there. Like, carrier pigeon? Do you knock on the door and say, hello? Please give this to the master of the house.
It's actually a Van Helsing trade secret. I can't divulge my secrets, but yes, it is it's a carrier pigeon.
Oh, my good God. All right, listen. Perfect. Well, I don't want you to have to deal with this either. So you go back and you tell the posse that Dracula went somewhere else and that we took care of it.
Oh, very well, Belmont. I understand. You are going to take a break from this Dracula character, and
wait,
I will defeat him. Now, if you will just go back to the inn, and I will meet you there, and we can talk about next arrangement. But very well, it's all his idea. Mr. Belmont, he's going to go home and leave Dracula to me.
Wait. All my life, I have been seeking out the most purest, vile form of evil. But I've been looking in the wrong place. It's right here in front of me, Mr.
Where?
Harrison. Jeff, why don't we settle this the old-fashioned way? If you can take down Dracula, I'm sure you can take down me.
Well, very well. I am well-versed in the martial arts, if you will. And
Are you serious? Like, are we really going to fight right now?
Yeah, you piece of shit. I'm going to make sure you and all these little fucking policy people never hang out with you ever again. Then you're not going to have the money or the energy or the funds to go kill Dracula. And I'm going to finally fulfill my clan's mission and live my life. And I don't have an accent either. Gotcha, bitch.
Well, son of a bitch.
You heard the man, posse. We shall battle for the right to who will slay Dracula.
Yes. What you said, I guess.
Helsing, Helsing, Helsing.
Yes, I have a posse too. Yes, you over there. Yeah, I just wave at like a stranger and they like look over and they like point at them. And I'm like, yeah, you like, and they're like, they shake their head no and just walk away. And
they do like the eye shield thing. They cover up. Like, yeah. Oh, don't look at me.
They're like, oh, no, yeah, she's a little busy right now, you know, waiting for Dracula to die. But yeah, no, that's my posse. They come as well.
Yeah, I could see that clearly, Belmont. Now, are we going to set rules for this duel, like gentlemen do?
Yeah, rule number one, are you inebriated? Because maybe being sober for the whole kidding each other or Dracula thing would be a good start. So, yeah, rule number one, can you put down the little travel-sized bottles of whatever you're carrying?
Oh, very well. It's a left rife life, rife being a monster, being a monster hunter, and... You just do what you know, Belmont, being an unsuccessful monster hunter yourself. It must be even harder than me.
No, I have stopped many, many a demon, just not Dracula, because that's the one you seem to have fixed on, but I've saved entire cities and villages. Is that, as you're like, maybe like undoing your belt to like take off some of like the alcohol, I see like a little like tattoo on your lower back, and I'm like, do you have a tattoo on your lower back, Van Helsing?
Oh, nothing to see there. No, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Oh,
how's your posse? Hey, posse, have you seen his tattoo?
It's a tramp stamp. It says, I heart Dracula.
Wow. Little fangirl we have here.
Me and Dracula, that's how he likes to be pronounced, have an arrangement. He goes from town to town drinking blood, and then I come in and scare him off, and I get all the money.
Why are you admitting that out loud? Does your posse even care? They don't seem fazed at all. Do they know?
They are also inebriated at this point. It's a lot of hard work just to be around me at this point, I recall. But if we must settle this with a duel, then we shall.
And then, like, while all this is going on, I'm just picturing, like, Dracula, like, looking down from the castle, like looking outside.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's going on out there? Like, oh man, they're at it again.
These guys. Like, and he's like, Master, do you want to relocate the castle? And he's like, no, it's fine.
Also, I have a letter from Van Helsing.
No, we don't take turns. Like, we're just going to fight Van Helsing. Like, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to send you a letter. We're going to fight like men do.
Yeah, just regular men, but not gentlemen.
And then, like, lighting a pipe and shit.
I'm not going to wait for you. I'm telling you right now, if we do not start this duel, and you do not put down whatever orifice you're putting in your mouth, forget it.
Okay, but if we must, let me stretch first. And then he's like, Belmont, I think I might have pulled a hammy. We might have to reconvene for a later date.
Oh my god, you are absolutely the worst. You know how to do that, though. So listen, put your feet up against like a ledge, and then let me show you. And I like he like kind of like massages the muscle, and he's like, yeah, like if there's one thing a Belmont knows how to do, it's stretch.
Oh yeah, that feels great. And then sucker punch, boom.
What the hell was that?
That's an old Van Helsing secret, sucker. It's called the sucker punch.
That was a dirty trick, but now I know what you're capable of, Van Helsing. A girly, horrible effort of a punch.
Who's rich and famous?
The Pope.
No, I am rich and famous.
I mean, you maybe have minor notoriety, but the riches I don't see. Like honestly, I'm pretty sure you stole that caravan. Like that
has like the name of some business on the side of it. Yeah. Yeah.
I may have commandeered it from a local merchant, but he said I could have it to kill the vampire. Okay.
So you just borrowed Latoot's Tensen wagon.
He gave it to me because his wife and children were murdered by Dracula himself. You know, terrible.
Stop
man.
Saying Dracula, okay? It's not like it's not French. Like he's Transylvanian. It's just Dracula.
I've spoken. Have you spoken with Dracula? Like I've spoken with him, and that's how he wants to be pronounced.
What do you mean how you've spoken? We scare him. You scare him away every time. I've never even met the man.
I have dinner with him every Wednesday.
Are you kidding me? What's it like in his mansion, though? I mean, I do. I have always. Every time I get to the castle, it phases away, and then it's 300 miles away. Like, is it nice?
It's beautiful inside.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, if I were to kill Dracula, I'd straight up just chill in that castle for a good week, and then I'd come out like all. And then like at the very end, I'd like rip my clothes, pat some dirt on my face, and I'd go in and be like, "The battle is won. It took me along. We fought for ages, but really, I'm just gonna be taking a bubble bath in Dracula's master bathroom."
Hmm. I really feel like if you had a better PR campaign, you'd be more popular than me, Belmont.
Do you think so?
No. You don't have the Van Helsing money flow.
You mean the Latoot's Tense account?
They gave... You
the
know
five
what?
Finger discount?
I'm stretched out and limber now. Another sucker punch!
Why do I keep falling for that?
With that, I guess we must go to battle.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I feel like we bonded a little bit here, but you're still a tremendous piece of shit, and I'm pretty sure Dracula's about to phase the castle out, so we need to make quick work of this.
All right, let's do it. Helsing! Helsing!
All right, but since you've been a total trash monster about it, can we at least shake hands?
Very well. And I go to shake your hand, and then sucker punch!
I do. I was going to do the, like, where you, like, go to do your hand, so I go to do that, and you sucker punch me, and this time, though, I, like, flex my abs, and I'm like, I knew you were going to do that.
Ooh, and then I gotta shake out my knucks a little bit. That's tough.
All right. Well, prepare thyself. This will be the last time you ruin my search for Dracula.
Very well. Reginald, toss me my crossbow.
All right. So it is match on. Let's roll for initiative.
Okie dokie.
For those of you new to D&D, so initiative is basically the turn order. You just roll a d20, and the person with the highest number plus their bonuses, they're going to get to go first. Normally in a campaign with many people, there would be 6 or 7 people, and you'd cycle through. For us, it'll just be back and forth. But with in a PvP environment, which D&D is not really used to, going first can be a huge advantage.
That's true. Like Nate said, like these characters that we make are for D&D campaigns. It's the way characters are supposed to be made. They're not made for player versus player action, but that's what we're doing because that's what's interesting and fun.
Exactly. I got a 17 with all bonuses. So that's a 12 plus 5.
I got an 8 plus 4. So mm-hmm, that'd be 12. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I'd expect from Van Helsing.
Yeah, I see.
A little slow to the draw, but he's still there. He's still standing.
Very well, very well.
A little off balance, but he's there.
He had to like pull up his pants a little bit and suck in his mm-hmm. gut. Like the van down by the river guy, like he's really yeah. moving his pants around, you know?
Ah, you're a little bit too slow to the draw, Van Helsing. Not that I'm surprised.
Well, for those of you who don't know, in Castlevania, all the Belmonts, they use this main weapon. It's called the Vampire Killer. It's a whip, essentially. It has different forms. In the games, you can upgrade it. In the anime, it's the kind of the final, the ultimate version of the weapon, which is the Morning Star. And so that's kind of how I'm imagining my whip to be. It's kind of like a chain whip with like a almost like a mace at the end, like kind of like a sharp spiky ball, but it's not huge because it's meant to be kind of like agile.
Ooh, yeah, like
that. So I ready my, you know, my clan famous vampire killer weapon, and I get ready to throw my whip, and now I will make my roll to hit. Ooh, so a very low roll. It was a two, which a one on the die would have been devastating. So a two plus, I do have a pretty high bonus to add it. So it'd be an 11.
That is not going to hit. My armor class is 16.
Okay. I do get an extra attack with as a fighter. Well, I can use... I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to use my monk ability. So I dual classed as a fighter and a monk. That's kind of how I imagined the classic, like, Belmont, Trevor Belmont. Like, it's a lot of acrobatics. It's a lot of, like, dexterity. He's using the whip, but then, like, you know, he'll disarm somebody and then punch them, you know, in, like, close combat. So I felt like the monk and fighter combination was good. So what I'm going to do, I did my regular attack as a fighter. And now, thanks to an ability as monk, I can actually use a bonus action where I basically use a monk weapon, which is I was able to classify as my whip again. So how I'm imagining this is I did that first whip and you kind of like stumbled out of the way. I'd say it was kind of like luck. You stumbled out of the way, but then I like whipped it kind of backwards and then did like another twist of the wrist. And then it came for a second action. Let's see if that has a little bit more luck.
Ooh.
So that's going to be a 24 to hit.
Oh, that will hit. Okay. So I'm like, you're not going to hit me with that dinky little whip. Ah!
So because this is the bonus action, it's a special ability, I don't get to do my full damage here. So I roll, and I rolled actually the worst. I'm only going to do one hit point of damage.
Ooh, okay.
So I just nicked your face a little bit, but I do think it was enough to kind of show you that, like, yeah, that's right, I can make you bleed. And this is just getting started, Van Helsing. So I hope you're ready for a real fight.
We'll see. We shall see. Posse, are you watching this? Take notes.
And then with that, I'm going to do my bonus action. That was the end of your turn, right?
That was the end
of your turn. Okay. So with that, I'm going to do my bonus action, and I'm going to put Hunter's Mark on you. So for the duration of this attack, I get an extra 1d6 of damage for my attacks. So then I'm going to throw a knife at you.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll be an 11 plus 8, so a 19.
That will hit.
Awesome. So that'll be my d4 for my dagger. So that'd be 7 plus a d6. So just 10 points of damage for that first hit.
I'm going to use my ability, Deflect Missile. And so I'm going to, I get to roll 1d10 and then add 9 to it. This is the, what, is that a 12?
Yeah, d%.
Aha, thank you. All right, so it's a 5 and then it's plus 9. So 5 plus 9, that would be 14. Your total damage was how much?
I honestly forget.
I think you said it was 10 or something than that. So all that matters with this ability is I wanted to reduce it to 0, which I did. I recovered more than damage was taken. And so the ability now allows me to spend one ki point, which I'm going to do, to grab the projectile and then throw it back at him. So so you threw the knife. It did hit me and it did kind of slice, but then I was able to grab it, or I was able to reduce the damage, like deflect it with my skill, and then grab the knife and fling it back at you. And I do have to check what the actual damage would that would be. What is the damage for deflect missiles?
So I think it would just be you just throw the knife back at me. So it'd be
just a regular knife.
Yeah, roll to hit, and then a 1d4 plus your dex.
So it's going to, I think it's a miss. So I miss.
Okay, that's fine.
It comes 15, and his armor class is a 16.
Yep.
So it will not hit. So I caught his knife, took no damage, and threw it back, but it unfortunately did not hit.
Oh, and with that, I have a... another attack action that I can do. So I'm going to throw another dagger this time back at Nate, back at Belmont. And that's going to be an 11. So it'd be a 19 hit.
Yeah, absolutely. A 19 will hit.
And that'll be 3, 7, only plus 2 this time. So it's 9 points of damage.
Mark that down. All right. So you hit me with the daggers at the end of your turn?
Yes, that's the end of my turn.
Okay. So I'm like a little shocked here because I kind of think Van Helsing's a hack job. And so he actually not only has managed to kind of deflect my attacks, but he's able to kind of catch me off guard and hit me with some of his own. So
I told you I have skills, Belmont.
If only you'd put them to good use and help me defeat Dracula. But nonetheless, I've been in much worse situations than this, so fear not. So I'm going to go ahead and use Flurry of Blows, which I believe I also have to spend one Kai point to do so. And what that means is it is 1d4 plus, I roll. Yeah, so plus 9, that's going to be 21 to hit.
Yeah,
so it's going to hit. I do 1d4, and then I get a plus 5 to do so. So, oh man, it is a 1. So that is going to be a 6. 6 damage.
6 damage.
And then I don't believe... Oh, and then I get to do my action. So that was the... I kind of like reached in, didn't attack, and now I'm going to kind of step back and use the bonus action that I have to try to hit you with the whip again.
Okay.
So I will roll.
And I actually have a special feature that after you hit me once in the same turn, my AC jumps up to 20. So plus 4 points.
Well, thankfully I rolled a 17 on the die, which with another 9 is going to put us at 26.
Ah!
So you still... This time I got you. So I'm going to hit you. And now you're going to take the full damage because this is my actual attack here. So it's going to be 1d4 plus 7 damage. So that's 3 plus 7 is 10 damage.
Ooh, dang. All right.
And that will be my turn. So I'm feeling a little bit more confident now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Have you had enough, Van Helsing? I'm just getting warmed up.
Never. You need to leave Dracula, a.k.a. my friend, to me. And then with that, boom, now throw another knife.
Oh, that is not good. That's a 2 on the die.
Yeah, that will not hit.
Definitely not hit.
So and, you missed, and let's also just say that you like maybe hit something in the background, like
my guy taking notes in the book. He's like, "Oh!"
I'd be like, "Billy, take over and write notes of this epic battle. People must know what has happened here."
Yes, and actually write it as it happens, if you wouldn't mind. I'd get all the details, the juicy ones.
You're not involved in this, Belmont.
And then with that crossbow, hand crossbow for my bonus action, so that would be a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So that'd be plus 6, that'll be 5. So 9 plus a d6, 10, 11, 12. And then also I have another feature now that after you have taken damage, you're going to take an additional d8 of damage. This ranger that I'm using is the Hunter Conclave, for those of you who don't know. And it's actually the only decent hunter or ranger class to use. So that'd be another 2 points of damage on top of that.
Okay, yeah, that was a really great turn. Did a total of 14 damage. I'm down to 57 hit points from 80.
So how would you describe Belmont right now? With that little, like a little bit bloodied, a little frazzled, maybe his hair is disheveled.
Yeah, his hand's a little disheveled. Like Belmont always kind of looks like, because he's doing the real dirty work, like genuinely. And then when he's not doing like keeping people safe, he's at a bar, so he usually smells bad, he's usually disheveled, but now he looks like caught off guard, he looks you know, off balance. And he really wasn't expecting a fight from Van Helsing. Like Van Helsing literally is a trash monster, and I think there's a little bit of pride going on, like I think Trevor Belmont might be a little blinded by his like pride that maybe Van Helsing actually is more of a warrior or like a skilled, you know, fighter than he thought he was.
Ooh, yeah.
Like he's still an idiot.
Oh, but, absolutely. But, and obviously only in it for the money and the fame. But he still has some kind of skills to back that up.
Okay. Can you describe, I'm curious because this will probably affect my action. What is your, do you have like a utility belt? Like you seem to have all these like daggers and things. Mm-hmm. Like are you have like a vest? Like so describe how you're...
I'm kind of picturing him a little bit like the Van Helsing with the Hugh Jackman. So like he's got the trench coat and a hat and like a very nice mustache. And maybe a monocle. Like just to add that in for flavor. But yeah, he has like a vest on where he keeps several knives and different trinkets and things like that.
Wow. Okay. All right. So I'm going to make an attack with my whip. That's not going to hit. That was a 4 on the die. So that comes out to a total 13. So I miss with the whip. So now I won't be able to do actually the action because the technique I was about to use does require a hit. So I am going to just switch over to my bonus. I'm going to do that second like snap of the wrist to get the second bonus action with my whip, which does unfortunately hit. So 19.
Ooh, that does hit. Yep.
So it does hit, but it does only let me do a smaller amount of damage. Again, I keep rolling ones on these die. So that's going to be just 1 damage that you take.
I am down to 66.
I'm going to move further away. I'm 10 feet away from you now. I was kind of like staying within 5, and now I'm at like a total of 10 feet. I'm kind of distancing myself a bit
okay,
more.
Okay. So that'll be my turn now?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay.
And I want to say while this is happening, neither of us noticed, but like one of like a winged monster kind of flies in and just like picks up one of your guys and like carries him off to the castle. And like, we just don't even notice. Like, we are so like in the zone right now.
I even imagine him being like, wait, Van Helsing. And then the rest of the group's like, Van Helsing, Van Helsing, Helsing.
Absolutely.
So with that, I'm going to hit like a special button or something on my crossbow.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And then it's going to cast Cordon of Arrows. So that would be, third. So that'd be 4 and then plus, so 7 arrows all fly out of my crossbow at one time in a 30-foot cone. And it'll be, you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, that's a really high one for me. Dexterity is my top stat. So that is going to be a plus 5. So it's a 19.
Oh, okay, yeah, you totally pass. And then with that was my action. So with that, I'll just do a bonus action and fire my hand crossbow again. And be 12 plus 8, so 20. Mm-hmm. And then boom. So 3 plus 4, 7, 8, 9. Another 10 points of damage.
Wow, your crossbow is doing a lot more damage than I'd really expect.
Well, because I also have my hunter's mark on, and then with my class, if somebody has damage done to them, then I get to do an extra D8 of damage every attack.
It's pretty good. All right, I need to really step up my game. It's not going to look pretty good if I don't start dealing out more damage. So I'm going to go ahead. As always, I'm within 10 feet, so I'm going to use my whip as my key weapon there. So it's going to be an 18 to hit.
That does hit.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to roll my... Oh, good. Ooh. I got a 4 out of 4 on this roll. So that's a lot better damage-wise. So things might be looking up for me. What I'm going to do, so that's going to be a 4 plus 7. So that is an 11 damage. And now I'm able to do that maneuver that I wasn't able to do last time. So I'm going to expend one of my superiority points. And that's going to allow me to try to disarm you. So when I hit you with the whip, now I'm trying to
take my hand crossbow out.
Yeah, take your hand crossbow. Exactly. Because that thing is kicking my butt. All right. How it works is you have to make a strength saving throw, DC 17.
Oh my God, I am not strong because I pictured Van Helsing not being strong. Very,
yeah. Well, fun fact, in the original novel where Van Helsing originates from, he actually is like a doctor.
Right. So yeah, not strong, but I did roll a 17 on the die with saves. No. You actually have a plus 4 in strength save throws.
So you actually passed. Bummer. Bummer. That would have been awesome. All right. So I hit you with the whip and I made a go to try to like pull back. Maybe I started to pull the crossbow, but then you like grabbed onto it and pulled it away.
Regripped it.
Like I have to hand it to you, Van Helsing. You're a lot more. Your senses and reflexes are higher than any threshold I would have expected.
I'm picturing Van Helsing right now, like wanting to talk to you, but he's like, he's like giving you the one second finger, like, yeah, you too, man.
Are you okay over there?
And then he like regains, very well. This is an astute battle between two gentlemen.
Yeah, go ahead, take your time. It's fine. Just okay, don't try to sucker punch me again.
Okay. Just stand still, okay? Because I'm really getting out of breath here. And with that, another hand crossbow shot. That's not going to make it. That's going to be a 4 plus 8. And then another hand crossbow shot. That one will make it. That'd be a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that'll definitely hit.
So we're going to go 4, 1, 4. So that'd be 9 plus 4. So 13. 13 damage.
Oof. At this point, Van Helsing's actually like also looking tired, and I'm actually like bleeding. Like you're hitting me. I'm getting like these like cuts and nicks. Maybe one of the like bolts from your crossbow is actually sticking out of me.
Ooh, right.
It's not looking great.
But I am huffing and puffing. Like this is the most work I've done in a long time.
Okay, is that your turn?
That's the end of my turn.
Right. I really need to make some moves. The good news is I'm sitting on a lot of these different Kai and superiority points. So there is a chance that I can make some moves here, okay? So I rolled a 5. But before we decide if that hits, I'm going to spend... I'm going to use another superiority point to do precision attack, and that's going to let me make an addition to this roll. So it is... I need a D8. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, good.
Not bad.
All right, six. So that's going to be... What did I roll? A 5 plus 6 is 11, and then I get my bonus... which will be plus 9. So that is a 20 total.
That hits.
For so sure. thank goodness I used that ability. So I get to do my full damage here. It's going to be a 3 plus, I believe we said that was 7. So that's going to be 10 damage.
Ooh, okay.
Now I get to do my after your action, you can spend 1 ki point to make 2 unarmed strike as a bonus action. So I'm going to use a ki point. I'm going to make 2 unarmed strikes. These are very weak, so I hit you with the whip, and I, whatever, just smacked you in the arm. And then I kind of moved in, and I'm going to take, like, 2 jabs with my unarmed strikes. So 1 hit and then a 2nd. So we'll see if we can land them.
Nat
20 on the first one. Okay. And so that's going to be double the damage on the die plus the bonus, which for unarmed strikes, not awful. But I rolled a 1, so it's now a 2 plus 5, so I got 7 damage out of that. I could have done a lot more. Yep. 7 on the first of the 2, attacks here.
Okay.
And the second is not going to hit. So I got a really good hit on the first one, but then maybe you kind of blocked or pushed my fist away on the second hit. And then I will end my turn, and I'm going to say I'm in within 5 feet of you again.
Okay, perfect. I think this is really close right now. What are you at, 34?
I'm at HP? 34 hit points.
And I'm at 33 right now.
Wow, it is close, guys.
It's a close battle. So
I did go first, though, so technically we're slightly ahead.
Oh, right. So with that, I'm going to pull out my hand crossbow one more time. Oh, not again. Oh, my God, it was on a 19, and then it rolled to a 9, but a 9 plus 8 is going to be a 17 hit.
It is my number.
So a tie goes to you. So no, it does not hit.
Ah, just glances off.
And with that, one more attack on my crossbow bolt. That's going to hit.
That definitely hits. Brr, brr,
brr, brr, brr. And then So a 1. So that'd be 5, 6, 7 plus 7. So 14.
Wow. When this attack hits, it does a lot of damage.
Right.
14 damage is a good roll a good turn for me.
Right. With that, I'm going to use a bonus action and use my fade away from a ranger. So, like, I suck in my gut. And then with that, I become invisible until the start of my next turn.
Okay. All right. So you're saying I can't see you right now.
Correct.
Interesting.
But if we want to do like a check of some kind, because I am breathing extremely heavy.
Well, yeah, you went invisible directly 5 feet from me.
Correct.
So keep in mind, a round in Dungeons and Dragons is 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. So when I go and then you go and everybody in the round goes, even if it's like 10 people, that's 6 seconds. So within less than 6 seconds, it is like you did it. And 5 seconds later, it's my turn.
Right.
So you didn't have a lot of time to reposition or to hide per se. I'd say it's fair. We could do a check.
Okay. So if you want to do, I think a perception check, or you can roll at disadvantage. So if you succeed on the perception check of, let's say, just my spellcasting ability modifier for a DC, and then it'll just be a straight roll on your next attack. I think that's fair.
All right. I'll do a perception.
Okay.
So plus 6, it's a 19 total.
Yeah, my DC is only a 14, so you totally know where I am. I'm a big fat guy heaving over on the side.
I'm going to pretend. Well, I still have to roll to hit, so I can see you. That doesn't mean I've hit you, correct? Right?
Correct.
So I like get a little smirk. Like, I know where he is, but I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to... Ha! And then I'm going to go and try to take the shot there. And a nat 20. So your breathing was so heavy that like you gave yourself the disadvantage because you like got confident and thought you stood in front of me thinking, breathing heavily. Like I didn't know what was going to happen. So a nat 20, that is a critical hit, which I've had one before, but this is going to do a lot more damage. So I'm going to go ahead and... keep getting the lowest though of my whip rolls. So that's going to be 2 plus 7. That's going to be 9 damage. But I am absolutely not even close to done. I'm going to I think once again, I'm going to try to do a maneuver. I'm going to once again try to remove your crossbow.
Okay.
Once again, it's called disarming attack. You have to make a strength savings throw and you have to beat 17.
That's going to be an 18 plus 4 again.
And once again, okay, so you are good.
It's the only weapon I'm comfortable with. I can't let go.
Now, this is not, that wasn't actually a bonus action. You can use the maneuverability on top of attacks.
Okay.
So I'm still going to, because I still have points left, and I am going to die soon if I don't make some moves here. So I'm also going to use a ki point and do another flurry, flurry of blows.
Go for it.
So I go for the first hit. Oh. I'm going to reroll it.
Yeah.
I dropped the dice, but I caught it. First one hit. First one misses. I go for the second hit.
Ooh.
That one will hit.
Okay.
That'll be
okay.
I believe. So that'll be a total of 23.
Yep, that does hit.
Okay. So 1d4 plus 5. See, it's pretty funny. That's going to be a total of 8 damage.
You're going to take 8 more damage?
Yep. And then what's kind of funny, guys, is the whole Castlevania thing, like they always use a whip. They're experts and they're known for their whip. But in this entire battle, I keep missing him with my vampire killer weapon. And I'm actually doing more damage with my fists, which probably is just kind of like how like maybe unfocused and maybe like angry I am that Van Helsing is just, you know, like in my face and just messing shit up, you know?
Right. But if you watch the anime on Netflix, he does a lot of punches.
The anime is so good.
It's so good.
I will absolutely plug. Watch Castlevania. There's 3 seasons and it is phenomenal, but definitely not for the children.
Correct.
It is animated, but it is not a children's show.
So that brings me down to only 16 hit points left.
Ooh, it's getting down to the nitty gritty here. So rolling again. Ooh, man. So with my crossbow, that'd be a 5 plus 8. That'd be only a 13. That's not going to make
it. That's not going to hit.
One more. That'll be 18.
That will hit.
Okay, perfect. Woof. So that'll be, okay, 1, 5, plus 4 would be a 9, plus 8. So 17 points of damage. And that'll be the end of my turn right there.
I have 3 points of damage. So this I have to make it or break it. If I do not kill you this turn, that is it for me. I'm gonna, you know, guys, it is so close. I'm gonna take a minute. All right, I know what to do. I think I have a shot.
Oh my god! Okay.
All right, so I'm going to make my first attack.
Rolling for the attack right now.
Okay, so a 12 plus 9. That's going to be a 21.
That will definitely hit me.
Awesome. I need it to hit. That's important. So. And I got a 4.
Max damage on the way.
It's going good. So a 4 plus 7 is going to be 11 damage. I am not even close to done here, okay? Next, I'm going to use a ki point for... I'm not even going to do that yet. I'm going to use my action surge, which I hasn't used yet as a fighter. So I'm going to do another attack with my whip.
Oh, my awesome. God.
There's a 19 on the die, so that's going to be a total of 28.
Yep.
So that's going to hit as well. So I'm going to go again. The 1, 2. So that's going to be a 1 plus 5. So that's going to be 6.
Ooh.
Wait, Belmont. There has to be some way we can talk about this.
I'm going to put my hand out. And I'm going to be like, put it there. And do you go for it?
Yeah, I go.
And I'm going to sucker punch. So I'm going to use my bonus action ki point flurry of punches and use the old Van Helsing on Van Helsing.
Well, so, with that, I am down. I am passed out unconscious.
Oh, were you already dead?
I had one.
Absolutely. Well, technically, if I miss you twice.
Okay. Let's see what
it's
happens.
Not an automatic hit. So if I were to miss, it's not likely, guys, but the first one is a miss.
It's a miss.
Guys, wow. Internet, he has 1 hit point and I have 3. If I don't make this next roll, he wins as long as he hits me.
Right.
I have to hit
him. Oh my God, it's coming down to it.
And I used a ki point, but I do have one more trick up my sleeve. Okay, so thank goodness I hit, but just so you know, I had 1 superiority point left, which I could have used for a precision attack. I could have added a d8.
Ooh, okay.
So even if I missed this one, if it was close, I could have rolled a d8. So I was, wow, this is the closest we probably have ever had in like a PvP D&D damage.
Oh yeah, it was close.
Oh goodness.
But now Van Helsing is passed out on the ground.
Yeah, so I look over and be like, well, Posse, you have a new adventure to follow around.
What's your name, sir?
Trevor Belmont.
Belmont.
No, we do it quietly in my posse. We don't alert the enemy.
Belmont.
Yes. Hey, Van Helsing, look, don't take it so badly. I have been trained for generations and by my entire family to kill one man. And so you, by nature, you just weren't, you know, maybe trained as well. But listen, that was a good fight. You put in a little bit more than I expected.
Van Helsing still passed out to the point where like a fly comes buzzing and like lands inside of his mouth and swirls around and then flies back out.
I'm going to like bend down, pat him on the back and be like, you did good. And then I'm going to take like one of the nips from his like and just like take a swig.
Ooh, careful. It's strong.
Yeah. I probably grab like, I don't know. It's like absinthe or something.
Keeps
like,
the demons away.
Keeps the demons away. And then I look over and I'm like, now time for, and the castle's gone. Dracula's castle has, of course, phased away. I'm like, mother.
But with that, I think a carrier pigeon comes flying back over and lands on Van Helsing's body. It's a written letter from Dracula saying, hey, sorry, I had to leave without saying hi. We still on for dinner next Wednesday? ? Just let me know. Yours always, Dracula.
And there's like an accent over the... All right, that was a pretty good session.
I thought that was pretty good for a D&D death match.
Let's break it down a little bit. Like, what was maybe your mistakes? And I can talk about some of mine as well.
I was pretty rock solid. I think what it really came down to for this battle was our role for our initiative. Like, whoever got the initiative first was going to get the first attack. And I think that led into the most damage. Because both at level 10 were pretty even as far as classes go. And I think it really just came down to that initiative role and who got what.
When you hit hard. I had a lot of the way I built my character between the extra attacks and then the I believe it's called whatever the Ki point bonus action was to attack with my fists after or use my whip a second time.
The flurry of blows.
Yeah, the flurry of blows. And there's also it was the Ki shot, I think, was called, where it let me use my weapon a second time when you're not really even allowed to normally as a fighter. I just had a number of abilities. And then I had a total of 8 points, like a 4 points Ki, 4 points superiority. Mm-hmm. So I was really able to like augment my different, like, right. and adjust my strategy. And I think in the beginning, my strategy was poor. And I actually had to start spending 2 and 3 points in a round just to have a chance.
Right. Like my strategy at the beginning is like, you have to upload up front. So like I had to put on Hunter's Mark and then I had to do a little bit of damage so I can get my 1d8 bonus that I have against other creatures. And after you get going, then that starts building up. So I have 2 attacks plus a bonus action attack. So after my 2 attacks and then combine it with Hunter's Mark and that other thing, the damage just piles on top of each other.
It almost worked. I will be honest. I thought you were going to win this.
It was so close.
For I'd say 2/3 of the fight because my rolls just weren't there. But thankfully you started strong, but then you made a couple misses. And then I really just was like, I have to expend all of these points. Like I think I was trying to go in saving them for like a rainy day.
Right.
And I realized like, no, I like every turn I need to expend these guys.
It didn't help too. I think cause, Nate was just using a standard of points for his whip, which is just a 1d4, but I really feel like Belmont's whip would be like a 1d8 whip or something. Absolutely. Like that.
I mean, it's basically a magical item,
right?
Like it has the soul of like an ancestor and it can defeat like, Dracula is borderline a god. So, right. Yeah, absolutely. It would have been a stronger attack. And I thought about it, you know, I just had to use a whip. You know, you know how I build characters, Nate. Yep. It has to be very true, too. We've done it before, and sometimes I went overboard with making a very authentic character that was really bad.
Garbage.
So this time I tried to balance it, but I had to keep the whip. I was not willing to use, honestly, any other weapon probably would have done more damage, but I wasn't willing.
But it worked out good.
I really did. Okay, so I think it's safe to say I won this one.
Yep.
So we do keep a tally. Nate 0, Nate 1, which we're both named Nate, so it's a little confusing, but
you'll figure it out eventually.
I'm sure we won't mess up the tallies at all.
And if anybody at home has any questions or comments about the battle, or do you really feel like it went the way it should, feel free to visit our Discord and talk about it and all that stuff. Sign up for our Patreon, please.
Yep, nat1presents.com is our website, and you can go to patreon.com/nat1presents and join our Patreon. We put these character sheets up there, so if you want to play in your own campaign and use these character sheets, you can use those. We put any other bonus materials we create for our different episodes are up there. So there's a lot of good bonuses, a lot of good stuff. Definitely check it out.
And then not only just the audio that you could be listening to for the free podcast, but also you get to see our beautiful faces if you want to put a face to that voice.
Yeah, he looks even better than he sounds, gentlemen.
Oh, shucks.
And I look even worse.
I think that's going to wrap it up. So thanks for stopping by and hanging out with Nat One Presents today.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.